The Trump administration announced Sunday that it had come to terms with Iran on an agreement to end the conflict the U.S. and Israel started on February 28th with Iran. Over the course of the four-month-long war, Iran launched missile and drone attacks on U.S. bases in several Gulf countries. Rubio told reporters at the airport that Iran agreed to reopen the Strait of Hormuz without charging tolls for vessels to pass through the important waterway, which the Iranians have claimed recently.
We know what they agreed to. I don't know why they have to say the things they say. Whatever their internal or domestic politics is, I guess they'll navigate it. But we know what they agreed to do, and now they'll either do it or they won't. And if they do, the process moves forward, and if they don't, the president will have some decisions to make.
President Trump has threatened to restart hostilities if Iran violates the agreement. It's still unclear if the deal requires Iran to open its nuclear sites up to inspection. Gulf countries have been nervous about a nuclear-armed Iran on their doorstep. Rubio said he's in the region to hear them out.
We want to hear their thoughts, especially in the aftermath of this weekend in Switzerland, and make sure that their views are taken into account in every decision that we make, because they're our partners.
A $300 billion investment fund in Iran is reportedly being discussed in talks with the country. Rubio said that it will depend on Iran's compliance with the deal, whether they receive that.
It's a part of what's discussed that could happen. If Iran makes a decision, if its leadership makes a decision that they want to be a country instead of a revolutionary movement that exports terror, they're going to have an opportunity to do incredible things in Iran. I'm not promising you that that's the choice they're going to make. I'm saying if that's the choice that they make, then there will be opportunities. And those opportunities could include investment, as you've seen other countries in this region benefit from investment, from foreign direct investment.
Countries in the region have also long been concerned about Iran's support for proxies that have infiltrated parts of the Middle East and helped destabilize the region. Rubio said negotiations include demands that Iran halt that support.
A careful reading of the MOU will see that when you talk about, for example, a complete and end of hostilities in the entire region, well, that's not possible. You can't have the end of hostilities and conflicts in the region as long as Iranian proxies are launching missiles and drones from Iraq and are participating in terrorism like Hamas did and like Hezbollah did.
Rubio said the Israeli conflict with Hezbollah in Lebanon will be negotiated separately between Israel and Lebanon. Rubio says the U.S. and its allies are bringing pressure to bear on Iran, however, to end its funding for Hezbollah. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.